Our scripture reading for today is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, and these words of our Lord again address the end times. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray now that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. A number of years ago, a man in his mid-20s received a letter from his pastor that was personally addressed to him. And as he opened it and began to read it, it was kind of shocking. It said, "I just thought I had best inform you that a member of our congregation has suggested to me that you be removed from the membership of our church and is working to have you removed from our membership. I'd like to meet and talk with you about this. So the young man got on the phone and called his pastor right away and chose to set up a meeting. And when he came in to talk, he said, who is trying to get me taken out of the church? And the pastor said, "You are." He'd been very delinquent in coming to hear God's word and receiving the sacrament. According to that pastor, it apparently produced some fruit. He started coming back to church. The greatest danger that I face to having heaven stolen away from me comes from right inside my own sinful flesh, right inside my own heart, my own apathy. And the suddenness of our Lord's return, or you can look at it this way as well, the potential suddenness of our death and leaving this life, is what is on our Lord's heart in this text as far as addressing us as members of his church. He's addressing this high potential for apathy inside of us, for kind of a laziness when it comes to our spiritual lives. And there's a lot in our world to distract us. There's a lot in my life to distract me from staying ready for my Lord's return and being ready for the day that, whether it's by my death or his return, that I leave this life. And Jesus uses here the imagery of a thief breaking into a house and a man not really knowing when that's going to happen. If you've ever had something stolen from you, if you've ever had your home broken into, or maybe your garage, or even your car, when you finally go and find out and discover that this has taken place, it's really a disturbing thing. There's a sense of being violated. It's not only just the fact that something was taken from you and your goods are gone, but the fact that somebody was there and the fact that somebody else who didn't belong there with evil intent was around with the idea of removing your possessions from you, there's something about that aspect of being robbed, of having someone steal from you, that is very disheartening. Sometimes we may think about the end time or about when we'd leave this life and say to ourselves, you know, wouldn't it be better for me as a Christian if Jesus actually told us the day he was coming back? Wouldn't it be better for me if I could actually know from God the exact day that I die? Wouldn't that be better? Wouldn't that be more helpful for me than this kind of vague, it's coming someday? Well, if you're like me, I know what my sinful flesh would do with that. I know what my heart would do with that. And you think I have apathy now. I think what my wickedness inside of me would do with knowing the date. The challenge of our day, living today, is that the further away from the announcement that we have of Christ's return, the further away from that announcement and warning that we get, the less likely we're going to think it's going to happen, because we can look back at all of these years, centuries, millennia, and say, well, it hasn't happened yet. And so that just encourages our apathy. Just think of it this way. Let's put it into a different picture. Imagine a father calling up his children one day in the morning and saying, "I'm going to come and pick you up. I want you to be ready. Be waiting at the front window watching for me. I'm going to take you someplace special." And I bet the first 15 minutes those kids would have their coats on and their noses would be pressed up against the glass. But 6 hours later, they're probably watching cartoons. The further away from our Lord's announcement that we are in time, the more difficult it becomes for the members of his church to stay ready. The apostles, in writing the New Testament in the first century AD, when you read their writings, it just sounds imminent. There's an urgency for the church about staying prepared and ready. And this theme about Christ returning as a thief in the night, we see it 5 or 6 times in the New Testament. It's interesting in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2, as the New Testament church is congregating there in Jerusalem, they have just recently witnessed, the apostles witnessed Christ's ascension and his reminder that he's returning and so on. And we find the New Testament church selling all that they have and kind of pooling their resources to help each other. Can you imagine us doing that today? Probably not. There was a sense of urgency. There was a sense of this could happen any day. Why live for this world? The great irony for us is that the further away that we live from the date, and the less likely then that we stay ready, this actually becomes one of the signs that increases the potential for Christ's return. He says, "I will come on a day when you least expect it." And so the further away from it we are, the more apathy we have about it, the more we say to ourselves, "Oh yeah, right, it could come someday maybe." The more we feel and think that way, the more that becomes one of the signs that it will happen. If the master of the house knew when the mansion would be broken into, you can be sure he would have sat up with his shotgun waiting, or with his cell phone in hand. And the thief that wants to come and rob you and me is not just planning to take the things out of the mansion that we own, but to take the mansion. And the thief of unbelief is that thief that resides right in our hearts. Now, Jesus gives us this warning and the many others of it, not to terrify us, not to frighten us, but to activate us, to stir up faith in our hearts, to quicken again the work that the Holy Spirit has caused in us, to repent of our sins, to remember what's important, and to realize the urgency of what's going on. And he does this because he knows what it has cost him to buy the mansion and the things that you possess. The price of buying the mansion was higher than anything you could ever come up with in this world. It took the very blood and suffering and death of the Son of God. And the last thing that your Lord Jesus wants you to ever have to experience is the cost of buying the mansion, which is hell itself. That's the last thing he wants you to ever have to go through. And he knows what it's like. And so that's one of the reasons he gives us such a sense of urgency to wake us up. And he also knows the eternal value that your soul has to God the Father. The angels fell away, like you and I have fallen from God. The angels fell away, but he didn't plan to send his Son to save them. The planet is going to be destroyed in its fallen state. The sun and the stars and the moon and all of that that looks so huge and fantastic, but none of that was worth the blood of his own Son. Your soul is and was. Christ wants us to realize the great value that God sees in us through his work. And finally, he knows just how tremendous the property is he doesn't want taken from us. He's lived there. He's been there. He is there. He knows what glory is all about. And the last thing he wants is for you or me to miss out on experiencing that forever. And he wants nothing to get in the way of preventing you from possessing that, not even you or me. And so he says to us, "Behold, I am coming soon. Let no one take your crown." Amen. Today, our final verse of our hymn will be our prayer. We rise to sing.